The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, Goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
How does that work? You go to bed one night, you wake up the next morning, and poof, you're a lesbian? Oh.
Yeah, kind of. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming around the planet at MyTalk107.1.com and on our app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become chief cart collector at Aldi, give her your quarter,
yeah,
it's Alexis Thompson.
That's right. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning, and good morning to Kenny.
Get up in the morning and push them carts.
That's right.
That's a good workout, isn't it, guys?
It is. You'll get you'll get your steps in.
Yeah.
And good morning to all of you on this Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Legal Drinking Age Day. Welcome to National Be Someone Day. Welcome to National Hot Dog Day. Welcome to National Junk Food Day. Welcome to National Tug of War Tournament Day. Welcome to Take Your Poet to Work Day. Welcome to Take a Monkey to Lunch Day. And that is not a joke. That is actually on my sheet here. Yes. Take a Monkey to Lunch. Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
thank you. There's my monkey right there.
Wow. That would
welcome.
Be something.
This is for Alexis. Welcome to Invite an Alien to Live with You Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis, my favorite alien. How was your coffee this morning?
Remember,
how was
Fight Club.
Your Martian coffee?
Oh my word, I just had my first sip and yeah, baby, it is warm.
Mm-hmm.
It is excited to be here and it's ready to party.
Oh, the future's so bright, you gotta wear shades. I love it.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know if I believe you. I'm watching you, and I don't think you stand behind those words. You look tired.
It's my coffee. It's not me. That's what I'm hoping from this coffee today.
She's being positive.
Yeah.
Dawn McLean looking lovely in purple. Dawn, how's your tea?
My tea is on the winning team of the tug of war, and your butts are going to be in the mud and in the grass, and it's looking forward to that monkey lunch at noon.
That's right, monkey lunch.
Bananas.
Kenny, your coffee?
I am not drinking coffee today. I'm drinking a giant cup of melted cheddar in honor of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah!
Oh, that's right!
Wisconsin!
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I didn't even know they had a basketball team. I really didn't. I had no idea.
Neither did the rest
of the country.
No, I just didn't either.
Or that Milwaukee even exists.
In general. No, I love Milwaukee. I didn't know that they had a team. Here's the moment the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA championship.
Booker turns, shoots, fires. Shot won't go. Tucker the rebound. And that'll do it. It's over. The Bucks have done it. The long wait has ended. After a half century, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions once again.
A half a century.
Wow, that is so cool for them.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Love that.
Honestly.
So fun to watch. That's why I'm tired today.
This MVP, maybe one of you can pronounce his name. Giannis.
It's Giannis.
Antetokounmpo.
Nailed it.
We might have to get Anhil in here to help us with the pronunciation of that.
He loves this guy. You know, he has two brothers in the NBA also.
He does.
On his team. Yeah. So they're both. Can you imagine being the parents? Wow.
But that name, proud. Is that a Greek name?
Oh.
That looks Greek. I'm looking at it now. Here's the young man talking or getting the MVP award. Take a listen.
No doubt, given he was the two-time MVP in the league, this year's Bill Russell Finals MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Wait a minute.
Antetokounmpo.
Finals MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Bill Russell Finals MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Russell Finals MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
I'm going to dream about that tonight. I'm going to dream of Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
He's 6'11".
Oh, my word.
Yeah. He scored 50 points.
Because all he does is run down the court and dunk it. But like you just said, and I walked all over you, Lex, 50 points. Come on.
He had 50 points?
50 points, yes.
Yeah.
In last night's game?
Just in last night's game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was definitely
keep him on the team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And 65,000 people were outside in Deer District, the right outside the arena there, because they won at home in six games. It was
including two my talkers, right? Phil and Lee.
That's right. They were both there, too.
Wow. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Let's hear the name one more time.
MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo.
There we go.
That's
Giannis
so cool.
Antetokounmpo.
Oh, yeah. We were all going crazy at my house. I couldn't sleep. It was just too fun, too exciting. We watched the whole ceremony afterward. The dogs were going crazy. Luckily, the baby was asleep.
That, when you say the dog,
I know.
like the dogs made a decision. It's because Anhil and you are going
crazy.
Yeah,
we're so animated. Yeah. They're like, what's up? You're giving me attention? What? They got the kids asleep.
So let's just ask. It's now 6:00.
Yeah.
Here's the question.
Oh.
What time did Alexis
go
to bed?
I'm guessing 1 a.m.
Yeah, Kenny, it was after 1. It was probably like 1:30.
I think I have an old pod somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to need
more.
Want
a pod? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to need some more. Just the excitement of it all, and then it just...
I was having my third dream about Ryan Phillippe at 1:30.
Probably, yeah. See? Oy. It's okay, though. It was worth it. And it's just, you know, it always aligns with the day when you just have thing after thing after thing after thing.
No. Always.
Yep. Today is that day. And on top of that, guys, our AC broke.
What?
So we had someone out yesterday. We're getting a few estimates just to see what's going on. But we realized... Our AC unit, it's a trooper. It is older than me. 1978.
Oh my God, no wonder.
The size of a fish house, isn't it?
It's,
that thing's huge.
Yeah, the guy comes and was like, I haven't seen this before. And these wires that connect to this, I don't know if that's even legal anymore. And I'm like, well,
oh my
God. I don't know.
Lex, let's put it a different way.
Oh, right.
Let's put this a different way.
What's
Jimmy Carter was president when that was installed.
Yeah. It lasted that long.
Your air conditioner made it through Carter, Reagan, Bush. Clinton. Uh-huh. Clinton twice. Bush. Two. Obama. Trump. And now Biden.
Wow. What should we do? Put it in the Hall of Fame for air conditioners?
I think it might need to be.
Wow.
Some antique shop somewhere. Make a table or something. But so, yeah, that is uncomfortable when it's 90 or, over
93 last night.
Yeah, we had yesterday. Fans. And luckily, we can run the fan and everything. And
My goodness.
I mean... maybe that added to it too. It's just a bunch of stuff.
Erica Kane was on her second husband when that air conditioner was installed. Hashtag all my children reference. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, all good. Wow.
Billy Clinton was hitting on women in Arkansas when that was installed.
Yeah, no kidding. He was governor something.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
The original cast of Saturday Night Live was still
in 78. They were.
Yeah, I think right. Yeah, they changed. I think in 80.
Yeah.
Gilda Radner was still on SNL when your air conditioner was installed.
The Bee Gees had three hits: "How Deep Is Your Love," "Night Fever," and "Staying Alive."
B. Arthur started menopause when your air conditioner was installed.
We gotta end on that one. That's just the best.
Oh, that is good.
It's always not the fun stuff. It's not like the new bathroom that looks great. I mean, it's like we moved in and we needed a new furnace right away. It's just like those type of things.
Fun stuff money,
But yeah, you can sure feel it. Woo, baby.
Oh, my goodness. This song behind me was popular when your air conditioner. Yeah. The Cat Video Festival tickets are on sale now. $1 from each ticket supports our charity partner, Bitty Kitty Brigade. Check your Duck and Don's VIP tickets before they sell out. Thanks to David at First Equity and Acana Pet Foods, their sponsors this year. More information on our website. When we come back, problems at Taco Bell, but good news for Bloody Mary fans. It's all in our Hey Good Looking What You Got Kicking when we come back. Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Our federally mandated cooking, cocktailing, and dining segment. Hey, good looking. What you got kicking? Right here on Jason and Alexis in the morning. We're going to begin with Dawn McClain and Taco Bell problems.
Yes. Or toxic hell, as we used to call it after we ate it. So good going down, but then, wow. Okay, yeah. So they are apologizing to customers on their website that some of their favorite items might not be available because of national ingredient shortages and delivery delays. And then we have, because of the global supply chain disruptions.
Yep.
You know, I'm not really sure. This is one of those things where I feel dumb, and I don't know why this is happening now, since we're sort of in the clear when it comes to COVID. Not completely, but things are different than they were last summer. So I don't. Does anyone else know, like, why this is a trickle down now?
I can guess that the demand was down during the pandemic.
Oh, okay.
Demand has returned. I was going to say materials, but the supplies, the goods have not, that has not amped back up yet. Employees, people aren't fully staffed yet, so that's not happening.
Oh, okay.
Plus, we had a lot of shipping issues here in the last 3-4 months. That have slowed everything down. It's just one of those, what they call a perfect storm, where a lot of different minor things have colluded together and caused, and it's actually happening across a lot of industries. Did I just say across? I think I just said across.
You did!
It's happening across a lot of different industries right now, not just food.
Right.
Yeah, everything. Because, you know, Kenny's right on all points, and we didn't experience it even in the height of the pandemic, other than goods like toilet paper. Well, that's because idiots people were buying hoarders. People were hoarding it.
We went insane. Yeah,
but
yeah, we were hoarding.
By the time the pandemic had hit, and we were in the trenches of it, you know, the supply chain was still maintaining. It was churning away as it always does. Well, then the pandemic hits, and work stops. Work stopped at many factories.
Yeah.
And then by the time it ramped, that's why now it's like a wave coming into shore. Now, this year, we're dealing with it. We probably won't stabilize as far as goods across all categories, probably until next year. I mean, next year, probably at this time, we'll probably be close to 2019 normal as we've seen. So that's why.
Okay, thank you for explaining that to me, because I just really was like, "What? Why now? What's happening?" Yep. It makes you scared.
Yeah, what Taco Bell are they missing? Is it?
They don't say. It just says, we can't feed your current crave, sorry, due to national ingredient shortages and delivery delays, we may be out of some items. Starbucks, you know, they ran out of oat milk. And then Chick-fil-A said, you can't have that many sauces anymore. We got to limit them. We don't have as many packets as you want. Yeah. You're not going to put 50 packets of barbecue sauce in your bag.
Nope. And then they start charging you.
Yeah. And then it's really bad. Then it's like, okay, I can only have one. But the truth of the matter is sometimes they do just dump like 40 ketchup packets.
Yeah, I need three.
You don't need,
And there is a ketchup shortage.
There is.
Yes. Yeah.
Colbert had a new Taco Bell commercial last night talking about this. Listen to this.
Get your mouth ready for Taco Bell's new Loco Shortage Supreme menu. Starting with the Grande Sour Crema Lupa, our signature soft tortilla stuffed with 12 zesty dollops of plain cream. This ain't gimme mas less of our brand new quadruple crunch taco. It's a crispy shell inside a crispy shell inside another crispy shell stuffed in a delicious crispy shell. And filled with napkins. Want to take it up a nacho? We've got a hot, savory burrito layered with whatever was in Deb's car. Today, it's cough drops and a handful of goldfish crackers because it's Deb's weekend with Bryson. Still hungry? Blaze your taste buds with the Not Chihuahua Gordita, which is not made from the Chihuahua that used to be our mascot.
Oh,
no, we don't know where he went. Yo, Quiero, stop asking. Taco Bell, it's 2 a.m. Where else are you going to go?
Oh, my gosh. That was way more fun than the way I presented it. Oh, wow.
Yo, Quiero, stop asking.
Oh, my goodness.
Panda sent us something on Twitter, Jason. Did you see that?
No. Let me refresh here. Let me refresh. Who did it? Panda?
Yeah,
Panda. Taco Bell is just the latest suffering supply chain shortages like the Bucks. Ours is due to issues with production staffing and shipping issues.
Oh, right.
And it's still going on. Every week when I go in, we're out of something new. Panda's absolutely right. I heard that from my barista friends in Eden Prairie. It is a different issue at the Bucks. It's just staffing at their factories, at their supply. Yeah.
Because, you know, during the pandemic, people lost their jobs. They found other jobs, hopefully.
Yep.
And that's a very dramatic way to end this.
Yeah,
sorry.
Or don't want to work there.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
I mean, not the companies you mentioned, but
yeah,
the economy in some ways really depends on poverty wages. Mm. And people are not having, people are like, no, I'm not doing that anymore.
No.
Yeah. So it's, yeah. When we come back, Bloody Mary goodness when we return. You ain't sure yet. We will get back to a couple more food stories, but first, the beginning of the broadcast, Alexis told us that her air conditioner had broken. And then we found out that her air conditioner was installed in 1978. Yeah. In 1978.
We have more fun facts about the year. Okay.
The Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Oh, Tom Landry, I bet, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah. The minimum wage was $2.65.
Dang!
Bing cherries were 69 cents a pound.
Oh, my God. We're going to go through that. Oh.
The big movies of the year included Jaws 2, National Lampoon's Animal House, and Grease. Grease.
Oh, my God. The stories as AC could tell.
Oh, my word.
1978 also.
Me.
This is connecting. I'm connecting it to Alexis and Angel.
Uh-huh.
In 1978, the first Star Wars action figures were available for sale.
Oh, were those Migos?
No, just the actor. Remember,
just the action figures.
When the movie came out, Kenner, talk about Dawn mentioned supply chain issues.
Yeah.
Star Wars came out. There really weren't. There wasn't really products for movies back then. George Lucas had started that. So Kenner, who got the deal, wasn't ready for the explosion of popularity of Star Wars. So the toys weren't available until the following year. Star Wars came out in 77. And kids, Kenner thought it was a great idea to give kids a card, an IOU for Christmas that year, because the toys wouldn't be ready for Christmas 77. So they gave parents a cardboard card that said, hey, kids, you get an action figure in 6 months. No joke. Oh. That's not the joke.
That's a ripoff.
So when Alexis's air conditioner was installed, the winner of the World Series was the Yankees. Some of the top stars of the time included Adrian Barbeau, Jacqueline Bisset.
Yeah.
Valerie Bertinelli, Linda Carter.
Yeah.
Angie Dickinson, oh, yeah. Farrah Fawcett.
I'm doing this
just for Kenny. Mary Lou Henner, Suzanne Summers, Donna Summer. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. That's all when... And a little show called Dallas debuted in 1978.
No, that's when it debuted?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa!
Great.
Hold on, she is old.
I'm looking up a Linda Carter movie that I tried watching over the weekend. Where she is, if you're a gentleman, my talker, Linda is topless in this movie.
Oh,
Wonder
my.
Woman, topless.
Bobby
Joe and the Outlaw, 1976. One of the worst movies ever made. Unwatchable.
But fast forward to the middle. Or
thank you, Lex. Yeah, you have to use the fast forward button on this one. Yep.
Kenny.
Sorry. I tried,
I know. Well, that was all in 1978, the year Alexis's air conditioner, which as Kenny beautifully and brilliantly said, is the size of a fish house.
Oh, it's so inefficient. It's time. It's going to be great. It really is.
Lex,
you take the whole thing out.
on behalf of your My Talk family here, you're in our thoughts. God
thank
bless
you.
Your air conditioner. R.I.P.
Yes, R.I.P. Oh, and thank you for the tweets and the messages here commiserating who have also had AC problems during this heat wave.
Yeah.
I don't feel alone, so thank you.
No.
You are not alone.
I am not. I don't want to brag, Lex, but I've got a giant two-story farmhouse, and it's about 62 degrees in there right now.
So, you know, that's nice perfection.
Nice and comfy.
I don't mean to brag, but as Dawn knows, because she tried to fix it, Colin is sleeping in our bedroom, which is a balmy 58.5 degrees.
Yeah. So, it's so cold. Yeah. I was like, I can't. Can I change this? I'm so cold. That's why I have the dogs in the bed. Come on now.
Are you guys like me? You have to use more blankets in the summer than you do in the winter.
Yeah.
You want it crisp in there.
I heard from somebody, because Dawn is too nice. She didn't want to bother me, so I heard from a My Talker on Twitter that, but not in a tattletale way, but like they made a reference to my air conditioner. And I'm like, oh, is Dawn cold? Because I'm not kidding. You could store, Lex, you could store salami and
a side of cow in there, huh?
Takeout in our bedroom. If we run out of room for takeout, we just put it in our room. We don't even use
the
fridge.
You have
meat hooks
so
all over.
Yeah, we do. We have shelves and hooks in our bedroom, and we just.
That's why I put the blanket on top of the dogs, because I thought they've got to be cold. Remember that picture I sent you?
It keeps them young. It keeps them young. Keeps her.
Yeah. And I have to have the fan on for the sound. So.
Yep.
Oh,
little known
wow.
fact, Dawn, when dogs shiver, it makes them warm.
Oh, poor things. I'm going to tweet out a picture of them with the blanket
please
on.
Please do. Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Oh, but poor Lex.
Oh, I'll have fans right in my face tonight.
Yeah.
Do you open the windows?
No, we just have kept it. The fan still works okay, so we can circulate it a little bit. But
sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry about that.
But luckily, it will be fixed within a week's time. So
that's good.
Fan, it could be worse.
Lex, the fat—that's the HVAC answer to steerage.
Is it better to open the window?
just
some ice packs.
Spend the $80,000 on a new unit.
We are. We're getting it done. It will be done in a week. It's
but
just
week,
we have to get the right people in and all that stuff. But
I love it.
It's underway. We had people out yesterday, so.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, it is never too hot for a Bloody Mary, right, Lex?
No, it's not.
We have a couple more food
stories.
Okay,
I was wondering, you guys like Bloody Marys, don't you?
I do not, actually.
Oh, you don't?
Fun fact, I wish that I did. I do not like Bloody Marys.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, how does a Bloody Mary burger sound?
Nope.
You
know what?
You might be okay with that. I
might be. That actually sounds good to me.
The meat before you grill it or however you prepare it, and you add tomato paste, hot sauce, Worcestershire sauce, celery seeds, some salt and pepper, and you just mix that in there. And then fry up those patties, and there you go. You have a Bloody Mary burger. I guess everyone's raving about it.
You know what? I could see where those ingredients help the meat in a variety of ways.
Add some
horseradish.
Can't
believe I'm saying that. Yeah. I would imagine it would really infuse the ground beef with some good flavor. I would try
it.
I would try it.
Add some moisture.
Yeah. I'd be down with it.
The tomato paste has so much potassium in it. It's like I'm on a potassium kick.
So I cook my
like collard greens and mustard greens in tomato paste, which sounds so weird, but the greens and the tomato paste have a lot of potassium.
Sounds real good. How about bananas?
Dawn, may I ask why are you on a potassium kick?
Well, you actually need for your daily allowance 4,700 milligrams of potassium a day, and we get like maybe a third of that, and it helps reduce belly fat.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, you have to do it consistently.
How many bananas is that?
Bananas don't have as much potassium as you think.
So 422 milligrams.
Yeah, yeah.
In a medium.
I mean, you need 4,700 a day, so
Well, oh, that's 10 bananas. And more
so
than 10.
I count that. And, you know, I add some chicken in there, so.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
This was information that we didn't know we would get in this
just
goofy
start
segment.
Chugging some tomato paste.
Oh yeah. It's gross. Ooh. Grosses MC out. He's like, "Ew, what are you putting in there?" And I'm like, "Tomato paste." It's just like it makes it. No, I add water to it, so it makes it like I cook it like it's almost like a sauce. You know, it ends up being a. Like a slurry of greens and sauce. And then with chicken, it's kind of like a pasta dish without noodles. Yes, sir.
Dawn, I love it.
Do you need a hug, Dawn? I think you need a hug.
I don't want this belly fat anymore. It's like the last place that you lose weight.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's the woman at the grocery store told me, you're thick. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I'm gonna eat some more. I'm gonna eat some more collard greens and tomato paste.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a great idea. No, I'm glad. Look, that's news you can use. I didn't know that. Mm. I had no idea that
a
big chunk of the audience
maybe?
Didn't know. Yeah. I don't know. If there's
I don't know. I think
world.
I prefer to do it natural.
Oh, okay.
Is that? Yeah. And it also helps with a lot of things like digestion.
Oh, okay. Right.
Look at potassium poly
wow.
over there as Kenny slaps his
Bloody
belly.
Mary Burkers to potassium.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What are you trying to get my belly big enough so I can set my coffee cup on it?
Kenny is literally trying to set his cup on his belly. It's beautiful.
Not quite there yet, but
it's a beautiful sight. When we come back, find out why we have reason number 2,457 why Dolly Parton. Is a national treasure when we come back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On my Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything change your password. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny.
Oh, that's a good reminder, Jace.
Change your password.
So once today, in a while, you need to do that.
Eat your potassium.
I only do it when they tell
password.
Me. But I have to.
I only do it when they force me to, and then I go on a cursing tirade.
Oh,
hey, Dawn, you tweeted the picture of Dex and Mr. Big.
Oh, I didn't see that yet.
I gotta see
it's
this.
So hilarious.
This is why Mr. Big peed in the bed when he wasn't allowed to sleep up there anymore. I think.
Oh,
look at that!
Look at him.
Great.
Oh, look at the boys. Yes, that's our room. But you have to admit, Dawn, now if you look at, go to Dawn at Dark, everybody, on the Twitter machine, and you'll see, you have to admit, though, Dawn, you'll see on Colin's side, which is the side visible in the photograph, we've got one of those Dyson fans. Those are pretty nice, aren't they?
Yeah,
those keep you cool.
They're on each side of the bed. Yes, yes.
Girl.
Those are quiet.
Yep. They are lifesavers. I have it on. It's one of the best purchases because we need 80 fans going on in our room. So yeah,
I look sleep at the on boys. Your side, by the way, Jason.
Oh, you sleep on my side?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. Yeah,
Dexter sleeps on Colin's side. Over
of
there.
Course he does. That's as he should when Colin's not there. Look at the boys, spoiled
cute.
Dogs.
And then there's the Todd pillow in between.
Yep, the Todd Walker body pillow. Yes. Don't even ask. Don't ask. Anyway, Dolly Parton is a national treasure. I don't need to tell you, my talkers, that. But she proved it once again yesterday. And this immediately started trending. I wondered why Dolly was trending on Twitter. And then I got worried. I'm like, oh, God, did something happen? No, nothing happened other than her just being fabulous. She made a video where she dressed up as a Playboy bunny. For her husband's birthday.
Oh.
And it goes back to kind of a promise that she made to him years ago. Listen to this.
You're probably wondering why I'm dressed like this. Well, it's for my husband's birthday. Remember some time back I said I was going to pose on the Playboy magazine when I was 75? Well, I'm 75 and they don't have a magazine anymore. But my husband always loved the original cover of Playboy. So I was trying to think of something to do to make him happy. He still thinks I'm a hot chick after 57 years, and I'm not going to try to talk him out of that. What I did for his birthday, I did a little photo shoot. I had a cover made of the new Dolly. Anyway, I'm going to surprise him, going in singing to him in my little bunny suit. So what do you think? You think Playboy ought to pay me for at least a photo shoot? I do.
I do, too.
Keep it spicy.
She looks amazing.
Gorgeous.
I mean, I'm looking at the video right now again. Oh my goodness.
Gosh, what kind of skin treatments does she get to have?
Yeah, her skin. Oh, imagine. You know.
Yeah. I mean, cinched waist. I don't even think she needs to cinch it. I think it's she's just now. Oh, my goodness.
And then she shows at the very end a picture, because you don't see her husband that often.
No, you don't. Not
you know
at all.
They've been together, what, 50-plus years and yeah. having a great time, but you see the back of his head, and she's showing him the placard with the two pictures on there, and she just, hey. You can tell he's like, yeah, baby, yeah.
It's
just like
it's,
rocked his world.
It's hard to believe, and this is a compliment, it's hard to believe that Dolly is 75. You know what I mean? It's just because she's just immortal. I mean, it's one of those things where she's one of those celebrities where you don't even think of the passage of time with her. She's just kind of like a national utility, like electricity. You just you'd go home and she's just there and she's always there. She's always there and she's always going to look the same. And it's just weird to think about her in terms of mortal age, because that's not I'm looking at her. Mm-hmm. That's not 75 to me.
No.
It's not. I mean, when we were kids, 75 was death. I mean, you know what I mean?
It
was,
yeah.
I mean, 40
Even
was 40 old.
40 was.
Yes.
Right.
And the fact that Dolly and so many celebrities now that are in their 70s are just, I mean, look at Fonda.
Redefining.
Just so many people that are in their 70s. Are like having a third or fourth chapter, and I love that. I love that, and wow, she's having a seventh or eighth chapter.
Yeah, she is.
But
I love it. She's keeping it spicy,
and I love their marriage. You know what? I mean, that's it's like kind of like an Oprah Stedman thing where they have a very separate life, but mm-hmm. yet you can tell how much she loves him and vice versa. And he doesn't need to be with her every, you know, he doesn't go to any events at all. Mm-mm. That's a really special, I would love to, we will never know because she keeps it very private. I would love to know much more about that relationship. It's fascinating
yeah,
to me. It's fascinating.
Because they have kept it so quiet, but you know, that they're happy and
yeah,
they're just going along doing their own thing.
What did she say? 56 years they've been together.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, 56.
Oh, wow, that's great. So look at that. Look at the video, everybody. It's in Dolly. Well, it's everywhere now. My goodness, everyone's sharing it. It's on Dolly's official Instagram page. Oof, gives us hope, man. For
oh, it does.
75 or 45, for heaven's sake. Or whatever. Yeah. We have just a few minutes. I'm not going to take up too much time with this because, you know, I represent a small portion, but I represent Angel and myself. In 2 days, speaking of age, we're going back to our childhood because Kevin Smith and Netflix are releasing the new Masters of the Universe series.
How excited are you, Jace?
Lex, you have no idea. I went to Target 2 days ago and bought a new He-Man and a new Battle Cat.
Oh, yeah. They're cool.
That now permanently sits on my desk at the Jason Show. So when you watch the show, you'll see He-Man and Battle Cat on my desk. I am so excited. 8-year-old Jason is peeing on himself because I can't think of another nerd that I would trust more with these characters than Kevin Smith. And I can't wait to see what they're going to do with this franchise. What's his name? Michael Bay, who ruined Transformers.
Yeah, totally ruined it.
I trust Kevin Smith. And mark my word, and I think Angel will agree with me, this cartoon is going to be a big hit for Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
And as we're sitting here, I guarantee this will lead to a long-awaited feature film. It really will. This will be the revitalization of this franchise.
Animation, right?
No, I think this animated series that's debuting on Friday will lead. It will make the movie company
do a live action with humans.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I hope so.
I do too.
That would be great.
It's been twirling around Hollywood for decades. Most recently with Noah Centineo. Please, no, don't do it, Noah.
God, oh,
no.
That's right. We need an unknown, beefy, beautiful man.
Yes. But this will speed up the process. This will get us a He-Man movie.
Yes.
But for right now, I'm happy. Is Angel going
to
watch
Netflix,
it, Lex?
Head to Netflix. Oh, yeah. He's already on the calendar.
Oh. Is he, please watch it with Zen and take a picture for me, Lex.
Oh,
will you please
yeah.
have Zen watch it, too?
Well, because Zen already has, you know, Skeletor clothing, and he's got yes. the little figures, the little people figures already. And, you know, Angel has all the vintage.
Yes.
Masters of the Universe items, so he's very, very excited because yeah, it's Friday, right?
This
on
Friday.
Netflix.
Yep. This yep. Friday, Netflix. Mm-hmm. That's gonna do it for the 6 o'clock hour. But stay right there. The 7 o'clock hour is speeding right towards you. We're gonna go inside the space capsule that launched yesterday that looked like a sex toy with Dawn McClain. That's right. Plus, Real Housewives of New York isn't getting any better. And the new Jackass trailer debuted. That and more coming up right after these words. A beautiful day.